Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 0.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows weakness in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are mostly lower in early trade. Bonds are higher as yields retreat. U.S. 10-year yields are down 4 basis points to 4.61%. The dollar is higher across the board, logging particularly strong gains against the Aussie following the Reserve Bank of Australia's dovish hike. Crude oil, precious and industrial metals are all lower. Global markets are in the red amid the backup in bond yields alongside poor China trade data. China October exports contracted quicker than expected, underscoring persistent weakness in external demand. Lead indicators remain weak, with the new export order sub-index in October PMIs shrinking further. Imports unexpectedly expanded, although this was driven in part by favorable base year effects. In central bank news, Bank of England chief economist Pill hinted that rates could fall ahead of the next UK election, while in Asia overnight, the Reserve Bank of Australia announced a dovish 25 basis point rate hike. The bank upgraded CPI projections, citing still too high inflation and sticky services prices. However, the RBA tweaked guidance to state further rate hikes will depend on data and an assessment of risks, compared to the previous line that some further tightening may be required. Meanwhile, among the developments in the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said that his government would consider tactical little pauses in fighting to facilitate the entry of aid or the exit of hostages from the Gaza Strip. On the data front, the focus in Europe today is on British house prices, German industrial output, and European producer prices, while in Asia overnight, Japan real wages shrank for an 18th month, corresponding with another contraction in household spending. Due up on today's US economic calendar, trade balance, Redbook index, consumer credit, and crude inventories. While among the companies due to post their results today, before the open, Fidelity National Information Services, and after the close, Gilead Sciences and eBay. In corporate news, Kinder Morgan will acquire Next Era Energy Partners STX Midstream for $1.815 billion. Crescent Point Energy will acquire Hammerhead Energy for $2.55 billion. And WeWork has entered into a restructuring support agreement, filing Chapter 11. Asian equities traded mostly weaker on Tuesday, largely reversing course from yesterday's positive session. South Korean stocks saw a sharp turnaround from yesterday's record-breaking day as profits were booked, while overall sentiment in the region dipped notably from Monday's risk-on session. In regional news, the Financial Times noted that tumbling pork prices, a heavyweight in China's CPI, are likely to push the country back into deflation when the data is released on Thursday. And the Nikkei reported that the organization representing the Japanese retail, restaurant, textile, and other industry unions will be seeking a 6% pay hike in 2024. European equity markets are mostly lower in early trade. In European news, German industrial production for September disappointed once again, with the fifth consecutive monthly decline. Most of the September decline was reportedly due to the automotive industry, although declines were spread across all main sectors. And the Bank of England's chief economist Pill said that investors would not be unreasonable to predict a rate cut next summer, adding that inflation should decline rapidly over the coming months. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.